All right, guys, what's going on? Jerry Fettig here, owner, founder, CEO of Wealth Dynamics. Hey, I'm coming to you live this Friday, once again for Finance Friday. And I love doing these. The reason I love doing these is because I was never taught about finances. I was never taught about money. And so it wasn't until someone started sharing information with me about finances and money at the age of, 18 years old where I started to see this is something I could do, right? This is something I could do. Let me just mic check myself real quick. It looks like I'm good. So I had this thing where finances were confusing. They were a problem. I didn't understand them. I didn't have anyone successful that I could be, that could be a mentor toward me, towards me or a role model. And what I did is I became a financial advisor, right? And I was like, what better way to learn this stuff than to do it as a profession? Now, what I started learning was that the stuff that we are taught by Wall Street, banks, the financial institutions, it's not real investing. Right, it's what's called retail financial consumerism, meaning you're just buying products and services. These are not actually things the wealthy have ever used to build wealth. Now, if you're like me, that leads you to one thing. You're like, I want to figure out what is it the wealthy actually do. I want to look at it. I want to study them. Now, there's two different ways to go about this. And in today's Finance Friday, I want to talk to you about crypto versus real estate because there's two different schools of thought. Right? Now, the first school of thought. And this is not the school of thought I'm in. The first school of thought is that the person that looks at this and says, okay, what are the modern day wealthy people doing? So they go up to places like Twitter and they go to places like Reddit and they look at, okay, what is Elon Musk doing? And what is Michael Saylor doing? And what are these new people doing that have never actually had a track record before? And I want to mimic them. Okay. So that's called new money, right? And new money, and I'm going to put this on the whiteboard for you. New money is this focus. You've got new money and you have old money. Right? These are your two different classes. And then you've also got no money, right? There's new money, there's old money, and then you've got no money. And no money often looks at the new money because that's what's there and that's what we see. And we neglect the old money. Right now, what do I mean by this? Like, if you look at this, you've got new money. Now, what does new money do? What are the characteristics here that make up new money? New money looks like this. They're looking at new trends. They're looking at arbitrage opportunities. Right? They're looking at technology. And really, they're looking at valuation. And I'm going to call it quick valuation. These are the characteristics of new money, right? So if you look at someone like an Elon Musk, right? New money, he's relatively new to the scene. He's not been around for decades and decades and decades as a wealthy person, right? So we look at this guy and what is he doing? He's investing in cryptocurrencies. He's gone almost broke several times on startups that have no earnings, right? New trends. Like he's looking at what's the next wave? What's the next thing coming up? Now, the problem with that is it's temporary. A trend is always temporary, right? It's always jumping to the next thing, right? This is hot for a little while. Let me catch it. Let me get, the opportunity while it's there until the next thing opens up. Then let me jump to that. Okay. The problem with new trends and arbitrage opportunities, and these typically are technologies, right? The one thing you can say is common of all technologies, almost all of them, is they're temporary, right? Think about it. Where is Vine? Where is MySpace? Where is BlackBerry, right? Where are these technologies that were hot at one point and they no longer are? The number one guarantee you have is tech with technology is it's not going to be here in the future. Why? Because n by nature of it, you're developing new things. You're developing new things. You've also got quick valuation, right? Quick valuation. What does that mean? We're going to get instant, repute. We're going to get instant price. We're going to get people excited. And we're going to pump the price up and then we're going to sell it at a profit. Right now, typically, you see with quick valuation, there's what's called earnings, right? The actual revenues and profits. A lot of these quick valuation softwares, companies, cryptos, et cetera, they don't have earnings. They don't make you any income by having them. You see what I mean? So, I want you today to quit focusing on the new money and I want you to take a look, and I'm not telling you, forever. I want for the next 15 minutes, 20 minutes for you to focus on another school of thought, right? You've got your new money over here. Let's talk about old money for a second. Right? Old money. Okay, old money are old, established, typically necessities, right? They're long-term, hold, right? They're typically life essentials, right? And they're also typically earnings-based. Right, this is almost opposite, right? So you've got over here on this side, like we mentioned, let's use Elon as our example. You've got Elon as the example over here. Old money, right? So Elon, Dogecoin, Bitcoin, Tesla stock that has earnings that are worse than a bank account, right? Catch the opportunity while it's hot before someone else, invents the next thing. Use Twitter and Saturday Night Live and whatever to promote the price up and get people excited. And then pull your profits out at the top and leave them holding the bag. There's no real valuation because there's no real earnings. Old money. Okay. This would be someone like Rockefeller. Right now, John Rockefeller is not alive today, but his trust still is, his family trust. Right? John Rockefeller, he started in the oil business. Right? He started in the oil business. Think about oil. Oil has been around forever. Literally forever, like since the dinosaurs. Oil is an established thing. So when he found it, sure, it was new, but he knew it wasn't going anywhere. Right? Cars needed it, trains needed it. He didn't know about jets yet, but jets used it. Like oil is something that's not going anywhere. Right? We rely on it so much. Even with the invention of electric, oil is used to power the machinery that creates and cleans the electric. Right? Oil is a big part of the world today. So he got into the oil business, then he got into kerosene, he got into banking, he got into, media, medical, school, like all this different stuff. But these are businesses that have always been around. So the viewpoint here is particularly different. New money is looking at what hasn't been here and is now here for a temporary period of time, and let me take advantage of that while it's here. Old money looks at what was here already. And what will continue to be here? Or if something is new, what will continue to be here? And they build businesses and they build investments on it that do produce income. It's a long-term hold, right? So it's not something we're looking to flip a quick opportunity. We're not trying to make a quick buck on it. We're buying something that's going to continue to earn income and continue to appreciate in value, right? Life essentials, right? Oil, it's kind of a life essential. If you took all of the oil and oil products out of your life today, you wouldn't have much, right? Now, if you removed Bitcoin today, it wouldn't change your life one bit. No pun intended. That might be why it's called Bitcoin, is it doesn't change one bit if you remove it, right? There's no value being added by a cryptocurrency to anyone. You don't get earnings. There's nothing happening, right? So I want you thinking about this. So what are some of the asset classes, if you think about this, like what are some of the asset classes people like the Rockefellers, the Carnegies of the world, the JP Morgans of the world, what are they putting their money into, right? And you can study banks and start to look at this, right? Real estate is a big one. So I want to compare today crypto versus real estate. Okay, now there's a quadrant that I want to share with you on my board that really breaks this down well. Right, so I'm going to draw this out. Right, so what we have is we need to have, first off, we want to have earnings. Right, we want to have appreciation. We're also going to have intrinsic value. And we're going to have extrinsic value. Right? So when I'm looking at an investment, that's the first thing I'm looking at is I'm looking at what are the earnings? Right? Why? Because I want financial independence. I don't want to sell my assets away and get rid of them in order to have financial independence. So I want something that pays me in dollars every month, every quarter, whatever it might be. So the earnings are the first thing I'm going to look at, right? Now, the second thing I'm going to look at is I'm going to look at the intrinsic value. Okay, what is intrinsic? Intrinsic means innate. It's inside the thing. It is part of it. It's the value that it has. It can't be argued with. Like a car, for example, you can sell it for parts. A home, you've got lumber, you've got a sewer, you've got water, you've got, all sorts of things that go into a home and a property. You can't refute those, right? A business, you've got, a list of names and identities, you've got marketing assets, you've got maybe raw materials, you have equipment. Those are intrinsic to the business. Right. So if I can find something that has earnings and intrinsic value, what I've done is I've locked in my downside and I've secured my upside. Right. It's going to continue to pay me regularly. Right. And no matter what happens with the price, the value is still there. So these are things like real estate has intrinsic value. And if it's cash flowing, I've got earnings. Right. Now, the other thing I'm looking at is, and these are less important. Next would be appreciation. Right, the future potential that it could go up. And the reason that's less important because it's not guaranteed. Right, the earnings, and I can't say the earnings on a real estate deal are guaranteed, but they're pretty like certain if you get a good piece of real estate and you do it correctly, it's going to pay you every month. You don't know if it's going to be up or down from 1 year to the next. You can't promise that or predict that. Overall, you would hope real estate goes up, right? Now, I'll show you a way today where you can lock in appreciation, but this is important to have the appreciation aspect. Now, the thing that I really don't care about, extrinsic value. What do other people think the asset is worth? Right now, unless I plan on selling it to them, it doesn't matter what other people think the asset is worth. So I'm going to be doing three real estate deals this month. I really don't care what someone else thinks they're worth. They're going to pay me $500, $600 a month each. I'll put in my 40, 50, 60,000, and they'll pay me $500, $600 a month each. And I don't plan on getting rid of them. Right, they're going to continue to do that, and I'm going to continue to buy more of those, and they will continue to pay me. If someone goes to over to me and says, "Hey, I think that those are only worth $30,000," cool. They still pay me $500 or $600 a month each. I'm not selling them. You see what I mean? The external price, the extrinsic value, the trading price of something literally means nothing to me. And it doesn't mean anything to the old money mindset either. They're not building this to sell. They're building this to secure generational wealth. Right. So let's take a look at crypto. Number one, does crypto have earnings? No, it does not have earnings. If you buy Bitcoin, if you buy Ethereum, it doesn't pay you anything. It might go up in price, but that's not earnings. And for those of you that are like, oh, I can yield farm and stake and all this stuff, that's different. That's you taking an asset. It's like me buying a car and then leasing the car out or renting the car out or financing it to someone else. The agreement is what gives me the earnings, but the car is the thing, right? And so if you've got crypto, there's no car, there's no utility there, which brings me to my second point. There's no intrinsic value. It's coding. Like it literally is, it's nothing. If you were to sell it for parts, it's digits on a screen, it's computer code, it's zeros and ones. There's zero intrinsic value. If you were to remove cryptocurrency from the world today, nobody's life would change at all. We would continue to live the way we've been living. I don't use it. Do you use it? And if you do use it, you'll probably go out of your way to use it and make it important when it's not. You're like, oh, this business has a way to accept crypto. I'm going to use that. Okay, you could use dollars too. It's the same thing. You bought something. You traded something for another thing. It's not special or different, right? Even in those payment processors, when you pay with crypto, they immediately convert it for dollars. They don't want the crypto. Right? Next is appreciation. Okay. Could crypto appreciate? Based on the extrinsic value, yes. The price could go up. Now, what are those things based off of? They're based off of the same things you'd see, with trading cards or art or anything else that's subjective, right? And at least with trading cards and art, there's some intrinsic value there. You sell a paper, right? You've got materials into it, right? But the appreciation on the extrinsic value, that's based on that's based on supply and demand, which is another word for popularity, right? If there's very few of something and a lot of people are in demand for that something, the price is going to go up, whether it's valuable or not, right? The other thing it's based off of is hype. How much attention is it getting? If you notice, crypto gets a lot of attention. When it goes up, it gets a lot of attention. You have to think about this. Who's promoting that? How does something get massive attention? Have you ever tried to get attention on social media? It's hard. It's not easy. People don't always like millions tune in and pay attention to something. So when something is being paid attention to at that level, as a business owner, as a marketer, I know only advertising creates that. Paid marketing, paid promotion, spotlighting, using influencers, making sure it's well known and well thought of, that's what creates that level of attention. It doesn't just happen. So there are groups and people specifically pushing attention on crypto. Why? Because it drives the price up. If you were to look at a graph of the amount of talk and promotion about cryptocurrency and the price of cryptocurrency, you would see the graphs are very similar trends. Right? When is the last time you saw like Facebook and TikTok and Instagram go wild about real estate? And I'm not talking about like paid gurus and ads. I'm talking about like your friends and family being like, oh, now is the time to buy real estate, get this rental property. I just got rich on a rental property and I bought this house and this. No, nobody talks about it. Not at the level crypto is. So crypto's price can be manipulated by attention. That's extrinsic value. That is the external trading price. It doesn't have anything underlying to support that value other than a popularity contest. Right? So here's some of the differences. I want to just do a head-to-head comparison, right? If we were to draw this out as a chart. Let's do our little T chart, and we've got crypto and we have got real estate. Okay. Now, I'll use the text for this. So the first thing I would look at here is I would look at what is the goal with crypto? Right? And the goal is this. And we can do common goals here. Goal is buy at, let's just say buy low, sell high. Right? That's the goal with crypto. Buy low, sell high. That's most people, it's a digital lottery ticket. They're hoping they buy at the right price. What about real estate? And let's specify this. Let's say income. Investments, real estate. Right, what is the goal? The goal is buy and hold. Cash flow, right? Buy and hold. I buy the thing, it cash flows, it pays me every month. Okay, so the goals there, the purposes are very different. Someone who's buying crypto to buy low, sell high, they're looking for a quick and easy net worth increase. Right now, what happens here? What are some of the repercussions? Number one is liquidity. Right? You're also going to have a tax burden. Right? You're going to have volatility. It's one of the most volatile assets ever, if you even can call it an asset. Right? And you know, it really this comes down to like you put your money in and you are locked up unless you get out. And if it's not at the price that you want, you're not going to get out. When you do get out, the few people I've seen that make money with crypto, I was talking to a guy last year, $500,000 in crypto. He has no idea what to do with it because he's like, now when I sell it, I'm going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. Right? Like, and if you don't plan ahead for that, when you get into it, think about, okay, if this happens the way that I'm hoping it happens, you know, I'm gonna have a tax burden. I need to plan for it. And it's gonna be significant, right? Meanwhile, you've got volatility. So it's creating this tension of if I don't sell. So if I do sell and it's high, I'm gonna pay taxes. If I don't sell it, any day it could drop and I could lose everything. That's not a fun place to be at as an investor. You can't do anything. It creates a liquidity issue. You can't use it. You can't sell it. There's a con either way. Right? Now, with real estate, let's talk about this. With real estate, let's be fair, you also have a liquidity problem. You're not going to be able to grab liquidity out of real estate right away. If you put money into real estate, it's there for a while until you sell it or refinance it. Right? Now, taxes, let's talk about that. With real estate, you have refinancing, you have 1031 exchanges, you have amortization, you have depreciation, all sorts of things you can do with real estate that you can't do with crypto. With real estate, you don't have volatility. right? Like it's not an asset class that you see 30 and 40% swings from year to year. Real estate on average is going to appreciate 5 to 10% per year over the long haul. You might see a 10% dip once in a while, right? If you have a bad year or something, but it's not like you've got these giant swings where I can't use it. You can because it's paying you every month. But if I do try and use it, I'm going to pay a giant amount of taxes. That's not the case. If I hold it, it's not going to lose a bunch of value, right? So if you're watching this right now, I want you to take this moment and think about, am I viewing money and wealth like new money? And let's be real, new money has only been around. How long has Elon been rich? And if you remember, in 2019, Elon was about to go bankrupt. And it wouldn't have been his first time with that, right? So Elon has been wealthy for less than 5 years. Truly wealthy. Like he's actually like on the list of wealthiest people and somebody that's getting attention for being wealthy. That's been less than 5 years. Right? You can also look at people like Jeff Bezos. Right? Jeff's wealth is mostly Amazon. That's a legitimate business. That's old money. Right? You might be like, oh, well, it's e-commerce. Yeah, but it's like the railroad thing of the oil. Like it's not going anywhere. He does business on the internet. He's not selling pieces of the internet. He's not selling you a domain and saying, imagine what it could be. He's saying, hey, you need something, I can get it to you through the internet faster, cheaper, and better than anyone else. So you do business with them. Right, but even Bezos, I don't look at that guy. It's like, okay, cool. He's doing good. He's been around a while, but not long enough. Okay, as far as investors that are alive today, Warren Buffett, right? He's somebody that has stood the test of time. Charlie Munger, bless his heart, he's now passed away. Warren Buffett's partner, right? He's someone you can look at now from start to finish and say his method worked. I know it worked. He didn't lose it at the end. There was nothing like that, right? Now, if I really want to study wealth, I'm looking at, like I mentioned, the Rockefellers, right? Their family trust is still spitting money out to their heirs and beneficiaries. That's hundreds of years of wealth there, right? The Carnegies, that legacy, he gave it away. He didn't lose it, he gave it away. So Carnegie University, there's theaters, there's gymnasiums, they're all because of Carnegie's wealth. Right, JP Morgan, his bank is still here and it's still the number one bank in America. And I think the world, right? Those are wealth builders that have been around forever. We don't need to worry about or wonder, are they going to be here? JP Morgan Chase Bank is going to be here for quite some time. I can guarantee you that. They're buying up all these small guys that are going to fail. Right? So if you're watching this right now, what I'd like to do is a couple of things. So first, if you would like to get more information about this, I want to give you a free copy of my book. Right? So if you go to jerryfetta.com/B2F promo, right, you can get a copy of my book, The Blueprint to Financial Freedom. Right? Get it for free. We'll ship it out to you. We'll cover the cost of the book. You cover your shipping. That's the deal. And again, that's jerryfetta.com/B2F promo. That's the Blueprint to Financial Freedom. Now, the importance of this book and the reason why I share this with you. I studied money, I studied wealth as a financial advisor for a number of years, right? And like I said at the beginning of this show today, most of that stuff is just financial products and marketing. It's the McDonald's of money. It's not good for you. It's designed to just get you enticed and take the money away from you and earn maximum fees and deliver as little as possible. And that's the system. Right? You study the wealthy, they're not using mutual funds. They're not using bank accounts. They're not using index life insurance. They're not using these things that we use today. Those things have only been around 50 years, 20 years. There's very new stuff. Right? What are they doing? They're investing in themselves. I'm a huge proponent of that. They're investing in their businesses. Okay, I walk the walk on that one. They're investing in, I can't say investing, they're putting money in life insurance. Right, I'm about to buy another policy here. I just maxed out my last one. That's the sacred account, right? They're buying precious metals, right? I'm a huge proponent of gold, particularly, not as much on silver because I don't like the volatility, but it is an asset class that you could grab. And then they're doing real estate. Those are the main things they're doing. And when they get involved in things like crypto, it's because they're already wealthy. I want you to understand this before we wrap up today. You can be doing crypto if you're already wealthy. Why? Because if it doesn't work out, you're fine. If you're going to put money in crypto, that should be money that you would be okay going to Las Vegas with. Right? Now you might be like, oh, cool, I'm fine with that. I'm gonna put money into it. I'm fine losing it. I didn't ask if you're fine losing it. Is Las Vegas a good idea right now? Are you solvent? Are you investing in other things? Do you have your future figured out and your family's legacy figured out? And if not, you don't need to be going to Vegas right now. You need to put your head down. You need to work. You need to save more money in the right places. You need to invest that in yourself, in your income producing activities and assets that will pay you. And when you're ahead of the game, then you can go to Vegas and celebrate. Right. So I would not be doing crypto. I would not be getting involved in any of that stuff right now. Again, if you want to get a copy of my book, go to jerryfetta.com/B2F promo. Grab your free copy. That's all I got for you today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like, share, follow. I'll see you next time.